always time just to revisit the trust your gut adage. Hello, commercial property champs. Welcome back to another episode of the Commercial Property Investor Podcast. Today, we're going to delve into a topic that every savvy investor should have in their arsenal. That's trusting your gut. Now, I'm your host, Jerry Alexander, and I'm excited to share some insights with you that I think are going to save you time, money, and some headaches in the future. Now, some of you are listening to this and you're just starting to take on clients for your first or your second commercial investment, and it's a really exciting time. The possibilities, these people moving in, their businesses moving in, it's all very exciting. But I thought it was time just to revisit the trust your gut adage. I spoke before in an episode about choosing the right customers. Now, it was episode 16 of the Back to Basics series, and I covered quite a few things to look out for, but I want to give you the encouragement to trust your gut early on. You see, it's so tempting to say yes to money right now, but you may have to pay for it later. Get through the pain of saying no as quickly as you can. Now, one of the first signs your gut might pick up on is communication. Is your potential client consistent and clear in their communication, or is it a bit sporadic and vague? Think about it. Remember those successful deals that you had outside of property. The communication was likely smooth, probably fairly transparent and efficient. So trust your gut when signals are just a little bit less positive. It might be time to proceed with cautions. And what about indecision? That silent killer of deals when they can't quite make up their mind. Have you ever encountered those clients who just don't seem to settle on what they want? It's a classic red flag. Your gut knows that clear vision is really important for a successful deal. If a potential client is constantly changing their mind about the size, the type, the size, the space, maybe it's time to reassess. Now, I'm not saying that any one of these particular things is going to put off a deal. It's a combination of them, right? And no one can be one of the most frustrating customers that you're seeing in front of you, just not quite giving you the right vibes, and ultimately become a really good friend and a good customer, right? There are those times when that happens. But it's difficult sometimes to get away from the fact that if your gut's starting to tell you that there's some issues coming up, then maybe you're going to have to listen to it. And building a thick skin is really important in this game, but also having that sensitive antennae to be able to listen out for those things. And every no is a lesson. Let me take a moment to thank Office R&D for supporting the podcast. It's really important to us that we only work with sponsors that we've used ourselves. It's all about being authentic, right? Office R&D is the best flexible workspace platform we've come across, and believe me, we've tried a few systems over the last 20 years. Office R&D helps us manage our invoicing, customer community, reporting, building access, and many more aspects of our day-to-day operations. Why not book yourself a free demo to see how they can help you free up more time to grow your business? Follow the partner link in the show notes. Right, every successful deal is a testament to your growing instincts. There's good deals that work, but also, I tell you, there's been many times we've said yes when we kind of thought, I'm not so sure this is going to be great, but let's take it anyway. And our gut was right. So as you navigate that commercial properties field, pay attention to your gut. It's your silent partner, your guardian, to look after you. The more you trust it, the sharper, the better it becomes. Have you ever come across a client who's a bit too vague about what they do? Well, trust your instinct. In the business world, clarity is really important. Does it sound like they've got much business acumen? Now, I'm not saying a startup isn't a good thing to have in your location, but does it seem like they're kind of navigating in the dark? The more clarity they give you, the better. You can feel when something isn't really adding up and they don't quite know what they're going to do. And the thing is, if you've got a choice of clients to put into a room, you're really going to have to try and weigh up which one's the best one, and you're going to have to pick one. And if you've opened a new location and you've just got one, or you're doing that sort of phase development where you're not releasing everything at once, you're trying to create that element of scarcity, that really helps. But equally, don't say yes to everyone. You don't have to say yes to everyone. Sometimes you have to, or you have the ability to actually pick. And of course, if you are in that situation where it is just one or two, I mean, there are some other things to look out for. So are they communicating and then suddenly it changes? Are your messages being ignored? Do they seem to hang around for ages during conversations and then just disappear. And pay attention if they're in doing a viewing to those other types of kind of clues. So not just verbal, but what about eye contact? Are they looking at you all the time? Are they showing you respect? It's really important to pick up all these little dynamics. And that disrespect can sometimes come in different ways. So they might be less engaged or even dismissive. And sometimes they have small shifts where they reveal lots to you and they become your best friend. And then next thing, it kind of changes again. That's difficult to read, isn't it? And professional relationships do require some kind of mutual respect. So if they're going to come and stay with you in your building, it's important that there's a two-way thing going on there, that there's respect for you, for your staff, and it's clear that you have respect for them too. Whether it's the tone of communication or the way they conduct themselves during the viewing, these things really matter. So your gut knows when something doesn't feel right. Disrespect, as I say, is a two-way street, and you deserve to work with people who value your professionalism and respect your business and your premises. It's really important. So, commercial property peeps, trust your gut. It's not just a cliche, it's a really valuable asset in your toolbox. And as you face more and more complex deals and negotiations, let your funny tummy guide you. Say no when you need to. It will pay dividends later. It's a really important lesson that sometimes we forget because you're keen to get that money into the bank. But actually, you may have to pay for that later on when things go sour. So, trust your gut. Thank you for joining me on this episode. If you found this episode valuable, a little reminder of what you should be doing, don't forget to subscribe, share, and leave a review. Until next time, trust your gut and invest wisely.